Now, the rest of the story. At the turn of this century, New York City was already the entertainment capital of the hemisphere. Yet nothing intrigued nor delighted sophisticated New Yorkers like a Wild West show. In the spring of 1905, one such came to town, to Madison Square Garden, Colonel Mulhall's Rodeo Extraordinaire, cowboys and Indians riding and roping the likes of which few Easterners had ever seen. But on the night of May 7, spectators at the Garden got more than they bargained for. This is the rest of the story. The Colonel and his men had done it 100 times before. They'd done it out in the sagebrush, and they'd done it in circus rings, steer roping. In New York, they had this chute rigged up. This big old steer would come charging out of the chute, and then the cowboys would take off after it. They'd rope it, try to subdue it. At least that's what it said in the colonel's script. But on this night, the steer had a mind of its own. The animal tore out of the chute as usual, but this time it kept right on going. I mean over the barriers. Up into the crowd. This is a massive creature, remember. Horns as big as your arm. And it's running at anybody. At everybody. Up into the seats. Spectators, screaming, fled for their lives. Better than anyone, the cowboys on the Garden floor knew the danger of a steer charging madly out of control. But for those first dreadful moments, they stood frozen in horror. All but one of them. For one of those cowpokes, without the smallest hesitation, leaped across the barriers. He ran after the wild steer, armed only with a rope. The angry animal was almost halfway up the 27th Street side of the Garden when the cowboy finally reached it. The right distance had to be everything now. Too far, the lasso would miss. Too close, the cowboy would be trampled or gored. Maybe a goner. He roped the steer on the first throw. I said he roped the runaway steer on the first throw. But the beast tossed its head, almost jerking the cowboy on his face, and then somehow, using all of his strength and all of his savvy, this sturdy young cowpoke maneuvered the huge animal down the steps on the 27th Street ring. By then, the ropes of a dozen cowpunchers fell over it from all sides. Anxious minutes later, the steer had been brought down, led from the track, and from the relieved and admiring spectators at Madison Square Garden, there arose a deafening cheer. An account of what I've just told you made the New York Times the next day, and that Times article accomplished something historically significant. It gave credit where it was due to a then anonymous 25-year-old cowboy from Indian Territory, and that credit created a hero. For that cowboy was part Indian, and he became a legend. And the rope tricks the cowboy performed on stage after that were punctuated with his own brand of homespun humor. And it is the humor for which he is best remembered to this day. A wit, bleached bone, dry, subtle but sharp, uniquely American. The grinning insight of a world-class lasso thrower who once rescued a pack of city folks from a wild steer. A 25-year-old overnight cowboy hero named Will Rogers. And now you know the rest of the story.